Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And our friend, Ellie.
Hello. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Uh-huh. We are on the final issue of this Power Rangers story arc, issue number 4. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes, go ahead and check out our last 4 episodes. I know I just said this was issue 4. But the first
episode 5,
was
so
yeah. This is the
let's end of, confuse everybody with numbers.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Okay, the
next one will be better.
The first episode was 0.
Yeah,
because issue 0 became before issue 1 because they didn't want to do issue 0 as issue 1 because they wanted to have a issue 0.
I'm sure it made sense
to somebody,
3 years ago.
To somebody, it made sense.
Sure.
To us, not so much. Anyways, so opening up into this issue, we've got the Dragonzord coming out and destroying this cruise ship, basically.
Yep. With Scorpina driving it.
Scorpina driving, yeah. And she's got the generic...
the Dragon
Green
Dagger
wannabe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That they made from a impression in a buddy's chest and the Chaos Crystal.
And it looks nearly identical.
Other than the color.
The point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Completely gold.
And then, so she's basically... Oh, but everybody survived, apparently.
I mean...
Life preservers and boats.
We don't know.
Fair enough.
Mm. We see living people.
Yes. But, floating in the ocean with their life jackets on.
So they're like, you know, hey, Tommy, you're sitting out.
Yeah, we go back to the control tower or control center. Command center.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I have no idea.
Words are hard right now.
Yeah.
We go back to the command center and they try to get a reading of what's going on. Once they figure out that Scorpina is.
Then it's morphin'
doing
time.
All this stuff. Yeah, they tell Tommy he needs to sit out. Jason tells Tommy to sit out for this fight.
Because
they basically can't.
They don't know if he's going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, I don't want to say they don't trust him,
well,
but they kind
really
of don't
anything,
trust him.
Can he? I mean, he's just like on foot. Like the rest of them have their Zords.
Well, he was thinking he could
take command.
Yeah.
Like in his little dream.
Yeah, kind of. But his dream didn't turn out so well. So
yeah.
But yeah, they morph and they get their Zord power. And they go to try and stop the Dragon Zord from wreaking havoc.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of excellent little action cuts. Another evil smirk on Scorpina's face.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
As they are trying to drag the Dragon Zord
back into the water,
Rita is watching on and she's like yells at Finster because she needs more monsters to stop them from taking the Dragon Zord away and the Chaos Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying not to say Emerald.
Yeah. That's
away from the city. So he has these 3 like
shark
monsters.
Men. It's shark man.
We are men, sharkly men.
So would you call these mega sharks? Oh, wait.
Street sharks.
I really don't get the reference. Mega shark.
They're street sharks.
They're sea sharks, though. Anyway, the giant
sharks. The street sharks was a cartoon.
I know, street sharks was amazing. Kidding me? Love those toys. Shut up.
I'm going to beat you with a microphone so everybody can hear it.
Ow.
Just like,
don't hit the microphones.
Very expensive.
They're kind of expensive. So they are able
to pay a thing for this one.
Yeah, fuck you.
Anyway,
I'll beat you with my fist. How's that? Yeah, they stop the Triceratops from dragging the Dragonzord down. They destroy the chains. And so Scorpina turns back to the city. And Jason, with his Tyrannosaurus Rex, goes up to try and basically stop him, put a fight up to him, as the rest of them are fighting off the shark monsters.
Mm-hmm.
The man sharks.
Yeah, we cut to Tommy and his issues with the torpedo chest.
With Madonna
girl.
Tits.
Security Rita. Jeez, come on, get it right.
Insecurity Rita. I could not think that word for some reason.
I could tell.
But anyways, you know. he's sitting there arguing back and forth with her, basically, and then he's like, you know what, fuck you. I'm sick and tired of, you know, doubting myself and listening to you say that I don't have any power and blah, 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 blah. And,
you know, yeah, he's able to make her go away.
Like, I'm sick of this shit. And then he just walks through her like she's not even there.
Mm-hmm. She becomes the dust she truly was.
And then he goes up to Zordon and says, look, I've got the original dragon dagger. I've got to do something. I can't just sit here and wait. Mm-hmm. I think I can actually stop him or stop the Zord and could take back control. Zordon's like, you know, I can't stop you, but you will be in direct defiance of Jason's orders. He is mm-hmm. still the team leader. And Tommy's like, I gotta do something. I can't just sit here.
And very epically says, it's Morphin time. Yeah.
So he pops onto the comes in. Morphin flies in.
When I first saw this, I thought he was falling onto it. And it made me crack up because I was thinking about, you know, like parody type of thing where, you know, like, bam.
That's fair.
Just slaps onto it and slides off.
Yep. Jason sees that Tommy is there and is...
Dick, I told you to stay home.
Kind of. He's like, what? He's asked what he's doing. Mm-hmm.
He tries to unsuccessfully charm the thing with his music.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Scorpina knocks him off. Kimberly catches Tommy with the pterodactyl zord. And Trini, while still fighting sharks, is like, look, we can't stop these sharks. We need the Megazord.
Yeah.
And Tommy's like, well, Jason says that I can't. I'm, you know, over here fighting. Jason's like, I have a plan. Tommy says, Jason,
I've got a plan. Just trust me.
Mm-hmm. There's a second of doubt, which I don't blame Jason right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
he ultimately makes the call. He does.
Yeah, he makes the call. All right, let's get the Megazord power. Kimberly
Keep
flies.
Keep it high and tight.
Yeah, Kimberly flies Tommy over to the Dragonzord, and he goes flying, or he jumps off and goes bursting through the eye and goes to try and take out Scorpina. Megazord comes up, you know, he takes care of the sharks because...
Well, they're nothing compared to the Megazord together.
Mm-hmm. So we are, you know, with Tommy and Scorpina fighting, Tommy is able to grab the makeshift dagger and destroy it, which then gives him power back over, which then lets him have control of Dragonzord again.
I love this part right here where he's like, when I break your fancy dagger, I'll say fucking dagger, but she's like, no, you can't. And he's like, oh, sorry, just did.
And then like open palm slam to the face.
Smick.
That's called a bitch slap.
Smick.
We go back to the command center and this is them arguing because Jason gave Tommy a direct order and Tommy's like, look, I won. Like, I may have defied you, but we stopped Scorpina.
It worked out in the end.
Yeah, what do you want from me? But ultimately, it's them just basically having a giant pissing contest between kind of Jason, Tommy, and Zach. A little bit with Zach, but mainly Jason and Tommy. The problem is, while they're doing all this, the Chaos Emerald is charging up.
Based on his bad vibes.
Yep. And Scorpina's just looking on with delight.
He's just like looking at just like, oh yeah, keep going. And then all like totally harder.
Yeah, because she's tied up on the chair. But as all the chaos, I did say Emerald again, damn it, the Chaos Crystal.
I mean, it is glowing green at this point. I mean.
Yeah, the crystal is charged with enough power that it opens up this portal. Before it can actually go off, the Rangers get their helmets back on. And then the thing explodes and takes out like half or at least three quarters of, or, I'm sorry, a third of the command center. And everybody is trying to get their faculties back. And as they look out the giant busted wall, they see this giant Zord there.
Mm-hmm.
This, like, badass-looking monster Zord.
Like Michael Bay's Megatron-looking thing.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah. Actually, that's a good comparison.
And hello, Power Rangers.
Hold on. Before, because it's still giant, but before they can get their Zords, this one starts shrinking.
Oh, God.
And becomes man-size. Now.
And then he says... Hello, Power Rangers. I've been looking forward to destroying you for some time. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, to be continued.
Bump, bump,
and Roundabout begins to play.
What?
Our JoJo listeners will get it.
Oh, fuck you.
I got it.
That's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Power Rangers story.